Sundiata the Lion King and Other Royal Tales.
Sundiata the Lion King. King Kanate and his wife, Queen Susuma, lived in the kingdom of Manding, Africa. They had a beautiful palace, and their young son, Dankaran, played happily there. But one day, a fortune teller came to see the king.
"A woman called Sogolon is going to have a son," said the man, "and this boy will be a wonderful king."
"What?"
said the king.
"But Prince Dankaran will be the next king."
"Maybe he will be king one day,"
answered the fortune teller.
"But Sogolon's son will be a stronger and more famous king. He will bring money to this kingdom and make it great."
The king loved his wife, but he did not want the next king to be another man's son. He thought for a long time. Then he asked Sogolon to come to the palace and marry him. He wanted her child to be his son. Months later, Sogolon had a baby, and they called him Sundiata. But the baby was very small and thin.
"This baby isn't strong. How will he be a great king?"
said the king. Sundiata was a small child, and he often was not well. Everyone laughed at him because he could not walk. Then, an important day came. At 7 years old, boys changed into men. On this day, Sundiata wanted to walk in front of the Manding people. His mother gave him two very strong walking sticks. Sundiata started to stand, but the sticks broke. People wanted to help him, but he said no. Then, for the first time, he stood and walked. The Manding people were very happy.
"Sundiata can walk," they said. "He is as strong as a lion."
Sundiata grew very strong, and he learned to be a warrior.
"My son is strong, and he will be a great king," said his father.
Dankaran was very angry about this.
"The first son is always king," he thought.
Then King Kanate died, and Dankaran wanted to be king. He visited a sorcerer. One evening, Sundiata saw the sorcerer.
"Hello,"
Sundiata said. The man stopped, but did not speak.
"What do you want?"
the boy asked.
"Would you like my elephant?"
But again, the man said nothing.
"You want to kill me,"
Sundiata said quietly.
"Am I right? Do it now, and do it quickly." "This boy is so kind and friendly," thought the sorcerer. "I cannot kill him."
"Run," he told Sundiata. "Leave Manding. Dankaran wants to kill you, and he will look for you."
Sundiata talked to his mother and his sister, Nyakaleng.
"We must leave Manding now," he said.
That day, they left their home. Sundiata, Sogolon, and Nyakaleng travelled for 7 long years. They visited many villages, but no one wanted them to stay.
Dankaran is very angry with Sundiata, the villagers said. We must not make him angry with us too. In the seventh year, Sundiata and his mother and sister stayed in a village called Jadeba. Then one day, the king there asked Sundiata to come to his palace.
Let's play a game,
said King Mansa to Sundiata.
But you must win the game, or you will die.
Sundiata looked at the swords on the wall.
I want to win, and then you must give me that big long sword. Yes, I will give you the sword, said the king. But it's a difficult game.
They started to play the game, and the king began to tell a story about a young warrior.
I know the end of the story, said Sundiata. The money came yesterday.
King Mansa stopped and looked at Sundiata. How did he know about the money?
My father's first wife, Sasuma, gave you some money, and now you have to kill someone. Is that it?
Sundiata said. Sundiata was right. The king planned to kill him. The king stopped the game and said,
Leave Jadeba now. And don't come here again.
Sundiata and his family travelled again until they arrived in Mima. They stayed there for many years. But one day, a man came to speak to Sundiata.
I have bad news from Manding, said the man. Your brother Dankaran was king, but the sorcerer Samanguru killed him. Your other brother was then king, and he died too. You are as strong and as brave as a lion. Please come home, because the Manding people need you. No, my mother is not well. I cannot leave her, said Sundiata.
But his mother wanted him to go.
Leave me here, she said. Your people are important. Go to them.
Sundiata was sad to leave his mother, but she was right. The next day, Sundiata and Nyakaleng started to walk to Manding. After a long time, they arrived at Dakajala. It was the city next to Manding.
I am going to fight Samanguru. Will you help me?
Sundiata asked the people of Dakajala.
Yes,
they answered. But the fight was very difficult, because Samanguru was a strong sorcerer. He fought with magic, not swords. Nyakaleng wanted to help her brother. She thought of a good plan. The next day, she quietly visited the sorcerer, Samanguru.
My brother doesn't want me, she told Samanguru. Can I stay with you?
Samanguru liked Nyakaleng, and he said yes.
People call my brother the Lion King, said Nyakaleng. But he's not strong. He only walked without walking sticks.
Samanguru laughed.
Sundiata can't kill me, he said.
and I have my father's magic too. My father lives in a cave in the mountains. I cannot die until he dies.
Samangaru is strong because of his father's magic, thought Nyarkaleng. She went to her brother and told him this news. The next day, Sundiata went with his warriors to the mountains. They found the old sorcerer's cave, and Sundiata killed him with his great sword. The magic was gone, and Samangaru was not strong anymore. He changed into a bird and flew up into the sky. No one saw him again. The people were very happy, and they smiled and shouted. Sundiata was now the first king of Mali. The fortune teller was right. Sundiata was a strong, brave king, and his people loved him.